Indians have no reason to feel left out anymore. The Donald has noticed them, and the Donald has mocked them. The Clinton campaign has risen to their defense. They had to wait their turn behind Mexicans, Muslims, women, gays, the disabled, the Pope. But better late than never, now Indians finally know that they matter. At a rally in Delaware, Donald Trump decided to air his Indian accent as he took a knock at call centers. He said he called up his credit card company to figure out where their customer support was based.
You're talking to a person from India. So I called up under the guise I'm checking on my card. Said, where are you from? We are from India. Oh, great. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. That's all I need to Bob.
Trump quickly qualified his statement.
And India is a great place.
This is Sandeep Roy in that great place, India. Trump's comments led to a slew of headlines about Trump's terrible Indian accent. The Clinton campaign has tut-tutted that it's typical of the disrespect he has shown to groups across the spectrum, even as it launched Indian Americans for Hillary. Frank Islam, an Indian American bundler who has raised more than $100,000 for the Clinton campaign, has called it demeaning and demonizing to him personally. I listened to the clip and I listened to it again. Honestly, I feel a little shortchanged. As accents go, this is not even in the Simpsons territory.
When I first arrived, you were all such jerks, but now I've come to love your quirks.
If Frank Islam wants demeaning and demonizing, he could check out Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom with monkey brains on the menu.
Kalima. Kalima. Kalima Shakti De.
Indians have always occupied a peculiar place in U.S. political campaigns. On one hand, no politician wants to be seen in favor of outsourcing American jobs to Bangalore. On the other hand, the Indian American is the model minority. Well-behaved, law-abiding, spelling bee-winning. Every candidate, even Bobby Jindal, would be happy to have their money. Barack Obama wanted to end tax subsidies for companies that moved jobs overseas, but had to apologize when his campaign mocked Hillary Clinton as the senator from Punjab because of her financial ties to India. In 2012, Joe Biden, too, tried out his best Indian accent to mimic what else but a credit card call center worker.
Even call centers, which rushed overseas in the hundreds of thousands. How many times you get the call? I'd like to talk to you about your credit card.
Deja vu, anyone? An accent is an accent. There's nothing good or bad about it per se. Comic Russell Peters could have been talking to the likes of Biden and Trump when he said,
Indian people are fully aware of what their accent sounds like. We don't actually need you. We know exactly what it sounds like.
The problem is not the accent, it's the stereotypes that come as carry-on baggage. In this case, job-stealing call centers, lack of deodorant, and penny-pinching Patel motels. That's why a French accent is charming and an Indian accent is just uncool. In 2006, Senator George Allen threw a young Indian American out of his rally, calling him Macaca.
So welcome. Let's give a welcome to Macaca here. Welcome to America and the real world of Virginia.
Allen lost that election, and Macaca was anointed politically incorrect word of the year by Global Language Monitor. But in a campaign where Trump has given us Mexican rapists and drug runners and calls for a ban on Muslims entering the United States, his latest salvo seems Trump light on the insultometer. I don't think it will even torpedo the Indian Americans for Trump Political Action Committee. Yes, they really do exist. In fact, here's a small flicker of hope. In the old days, call center workers called themselves Joe or Nancy and put on strange American accents to create the illusion that they were sitting in the Midwest. I say it's a small sign of progress that they're coming out of the closet and admitting they are in India. By the way, Mr. Trump, ever spared a thought for the poor call center worker who had to decipher what you were saying in your blustering American accent? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
When I first arrived, you were all such jerks, but now I've come to love your quirks. Maggie with her eyes so bright, Marge with hair by Frank Lloyd Wright, Lisa can philosophize, Bart's adept at spinning lies, Homer's a delightful fella, sorry about the salmonella.
That's okay.
Ah! Who needs the quickie mart?
Their floors are sticky, Marge.
The Quickie Mart is real dope!
Who needs the Quickie Mart?
Not me.
Forget the Quickie Mart. Goodbye to Quickie Mart. Who needs the Quickie Mart?
Not me.